It was 1976. Dad and I fought, almost came to fist. It was 1976. Dad and I fought, almost came to fist. He went to work, I went to school, and he never came home. Left a 17-year-old boy to carry it alone. I carried that for decades like a stone inside my chest. Every argument we never finished, every word unexpressed. So when God gave me a son, I made a promise on my breath. He would never have to wonder, never have to guess. Named him after me, so he carried something forward. Not the guilt, not the grief, but the strength of what we're taught. Watched him grow up in the shadow of my chair. And mess took my legs, but it never took my care. I could feel my body failing long before he knew. Lungs filling up with something I couldn't push through. Body breaking down, but my spirit never bruised. Never let him see me fade and never let him see me lose. I called my friend aside one quiet afternoon. Said be there for my boy when I leave this room. Make sure someone's standing at the graduation line. Cause I already knew that day wouldn't be mine. I wasn't scared of dying, God, and I made peace. I've seen enough of living to know death brings release. But leaving him at 17 was the cruelest design. That was the only thing that ever broke this spine. I brought my chair to Smith's just to show him what I meant. That the body's just a vessel and mine was nearly spent. But I spend every ounce of what I had left in me, making sure my son knew exactly what he'd always be. Every generation buries something, every generation builds. What gets passed from father to son is stronger than the will. It's not the name on the score that defines what you leave. It's the son who keeps going when he's down on his knees. Legacy isn't a trophy, it's a torch in the dark. Same name, different man, same unbreakable heart. I was 17 when I buried my best friend. Stood at that casket wondering how a boy begins to be a man when the man who made him is gone. How do you learn to carry something you've never put on? I remember musky aftershave in that laugh. Lord, that laugh could fill a room and cut the pain in half. I remember watching him roll down the street to Smith's, thinking out as a man in a wheelchair still do this. He never complained, never asked for sympathy. Just showed up every day like his body wasn't the enemy. I didn't know he made that call, I didn't know he planned it all. I didn't know he spent his last days making sure I'd have a hand to hold at graduation when his chair wasn't there. To remind me that my father loved me more than I was aware. He arranged his own absence so I wouldn't feel alone. That's not just a father, that's a man fully grown. Then I held my son and whispered the same name. 3 generations deep and nothing's ever been the same. Standing in the mirror still trying to figure out how to be the man that name deserves without a doubt. I've been carrying the weight of a name I had to earn. Been carrying every lesson that he left me to learn. But every time I look at my son and he looks back at me, I see my dad's eyes telling me exactly who I'm supposed to be. It's not the name on the soul that defines what you leave. It's the son who keeps going when he's down on his knees. Legacy isn't a trophy, it's a torch in the dark. Same name, different man, same unbreakable heart. Same unbreakable heart.